good time.
All right, we're going to start the game back up. We are on to item 7, flood control water. We're going to convene as the flood control water conservation district. Any public comments?
Showing
that
online.
Good morning again, Matt Parker, Natural Resources Department. Due to an agenda deadline missed by staff, I just wanted to make the board aware that the flood control district will be signing on to the same board of supervisors letter to the state water board regarding the
And we'll just ratify that.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Item B, minute approval.
Move to approve.
Second.
With the revisions?
This is for the flood.
That just comes back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's not on the agenda.
I was thinking the board.
Okay, so Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Kopstad.
Aye.
Director Chris.
Aye.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela.
Yep. Okay, we will adjourn as flood control and convene as County Service Area 3 public comment.
Showing none online.
Minute approval.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Kopstad.
Aye.
Director Chris.
Aye.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela.
Yep.
We're going to adjourn as County Service Area 3 and convene as County Service Area 4. Public comment.
Showing none online.
Minute approval.
Move to approve. Aye.
Okay. Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Kopstad.
Aye.
Director Chris.
Aye.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela.
Yep. We're going to adjourn as County Service Area 4. Come back as the Board of Supervisors. We're going to do item 10A. Status of local emergency related to drought. Mr. Cernone, come on up. You're the next contestant in the county.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Brian Schoening, Director of Emergency Services for Siskiyou County. The drought we move to terminate if you would like.
Board's wishes.
Move to terminate.
I'll
Okay. Supervisor Howell?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopstad.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay. Item 10B, status related to illegal cannabis. Move to continue.
Second.
Continue. Okay. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopstad.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay. 10C, review status of local emergency related to McKinney Fire.
Good morning, Board Supervisor Brian Schoening, Director of Emergency Services for Siskiyou County. I would like to continue that if possible.
Okay.
Continue.
Second.
Okay, Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopstad.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes. Item 11A, County Clerk.
All right. So this. Alrighty. This is an appointment of one member. It's an unscheduled vacancy on the Dunsmuir Recreation and Parks District. This would be for a term ending June 30th of 2026, and it was due to Stephen Cutting's resignation. The clerk's office did the notice of vacancy, which was posted as per our usual process, as well as being sent to the newspapers and WairikaNews.com, sent a press release. Notice of vacancy was sent to the district for posting within the district boundaries, which they did as well. At the time the worksheet was created, the clerk's office received letters of interest in serving on the district board from Cammie Giacomelli DeClusen and Jack Sutcliffe, who are both eligible as active registered voters residing within the district. And then yesterday I received one, also a request to be appointed to fill the vacancy from a Noel Harrison, who is also a registered active voter and living within the district. So we actually have three people to choose from for one position.
I didn't see the letter for Jeff. Do you have a copy of that?
Set Cliff. The only thing missing is this is just his address.
I want to make sure that
usually we're trying to find people to apply.
Yeah, really. It's nice. It is.
It's a nice
although it may be difficult, it's always nice. Okay, so I'm going to move to approve Jack Sutcliffe. I've met him. I was at one of the, and he's attended meetings. I don't know the other two people particularly, and I have not seen them at, you know, one of the first things I was asked, have you attended meetings? Are you a participant? So at this moment in time, I'll appoint Jack Sutcliffe to the position.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes. And I appreciate the other two people for stepping up. I wish I would know them. There'll always be more opportunities. So I'm going to encourage them to keep themselves posted to what happens. Item 12, minute approval, June 20th, 2023.
This had some changes, and I handed those out to you this morning. If you want to take a look at them, it would be for the item General Services Airports. Had to do with the U.S. Forest Service lease of a tanker base. Supervisor Haupt recommended addition of additional language. So if you look at the paragraph after it reads, Transportation Manager Angie Stumbaugh appeared before the board. I'm going to add, Supervisor Haupt shared concerns regarding the potential negative impacts to firefighting capability should a runway at the Siskiyou County Airport be shortened. The following paragraph is the motion, which will remain the same. And then it adds also, Supervisor Kopsa directed staff to provide information related to the runway length for possible future board input and or action. And if that looks good, I have no other corrections besides that.
Move to approve as amended.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to item 13, public comment or public hearings. We are going to start off with community development continued public hearing discussion regarding vacation rental.
And Chair Valenzuela, I recuse myself from vacation and Williamson after that.
Okay, that's the opening of the thing, presentation of the record, staff report.
Okay. Good morning, Yaley Lane Planning Director. So we have had many meetings regarding vacation rental policies, and so at the last meeting, we were directed by the board to start outlining a zoning ordinance just to see what that would look like. And obviously, through that process, staff has further questions we are needing direction on. But just to summarize what we've talked about to date is that the county would be split up into three regions with tailored policies. The regions are McLeod, South County, and North County. And so with that, there is the requirement of the 2.5-acre minimum in South County, not for McLeod and not for North County. There would be a three-year inspection cycle. And this will be in the form of an activity permit and not a land use permit now. Also, discussion of the board related to living in the home for 2 years was discussed, and it looks like that is looking like it's going to be a main requirement for our regions. And so, since this is like the staff presentation portion of the public hearing, I'm just going to highlight the direction we're needing on, and then I'll just reiterate it later on if you all have questions. And I also wanted to highlight earlier the gentleman was discussing tiny homes and the issues that he has faced related to vacation rentals, and so I just wanted to speak on that before I go through my list. So tiny homes typically are on wheels, and so they're not categorized as single family homes or a dwelling unit. That's typically what we see, and so that is one issue. We currently are unable to permit, a recreational vehicle as a vacation rental. A pathway for that potentially could be to rezone, your parcel as highway commercial, which would allow for a campground, and then you would go through HCD, to authorize, an RV campground and be able to have those structures on site. In the situation where a tiny home is on a permanent foundation and it is categorized as a dwelling unit, the building code defines it as an accessory dwelling unit. And as I've highlighted previously, government code 65852 prohibits ADUs to be utilized as short-term rentals and only for long-term rental usage. And so that is a state mandate that we are required to enforce. And so just wanted to touch on those issues. So going down the list from the staff report, and obviously this has kind of come up, as I mentioned, through staff, you know, create a draft outline of what would potentially be included in this ordinance. I wanted to get clarification on zoning districts. Where would we be allowing this to occur? Staff is recommending it would be in all of our residential districts, our commercial districts, and our agricultural districts. We have somewhat discussed, you know, issues that arise from vacation rentals in communities where there is a lot of snow. So staff has a few points for discussion today. Do we want to, you know, for example, in McLeod and South County regions require snow storage requirements? So if someone came in with a permit and their site plan of their house and everything, where are you going to be, you know, storage, you know, storing the snow through the winter months? Another point for discussion, do we want to prohibit vacation rental usage in winter months? You know, in areas like Hammond Ranch or Mount Sasha Subdivision, I would like direction from the board on that. Also related to snow issues, and I've seen this in other communities, so I just wanted to point this out for another point of discussion, would be, for example, like in areas like Hammond Ranch or Mount Shasta Subdivision, do we want to allow vacation rentals on private roads or just public roads? Because that might, that's one strategy to ensure that there's going to be snow removal on those roads, or do we just want to have the property owner, you know, explain to us how they're going to be handling, you know, the snow storage and snow maintenance with their vacation rentals? And so it gets a little confusing because since we are moving to an activity permit, we can't tailor the permits. We can't, you know, there's no conditions of approvals and things like that. So as much information as the resident can give, you know, community development, so we can say yay or nay, would be helpful. Continuing down the list, you know, since this isn't administrative permit, it's ministerial, there's no public, you know, hearing process or public noticing process. So just reiterating that there likely wouldn't be a public notice for this. Typically there's not with ministerial permits. Just want to confirm that with the board. Another way to go about it is, you know, potentially giving property owners just a notice, hey, you have a new approved vacation rental in your neighborhood. This is the address, FYI. Just so if there are, you know, enforcement or complaints concerns, they know how to contact us. Confirming that the approval authority, since this is ministerial, it would be likely the planning director. So staff would, you know, intake the permit, look at it, approve it or disprove it based on, you know, the gamut of requirements that are in this draft ordinance. Let's see, a few more items. Oh, and excuse me, going back to the homeowner exemption or the two-year requirement. We talked briefly about that, essentially having or being the resident showing us like the homeowner exemption form. Other counties, they have just maybe created like a under penalty of perjury form. So the property owner just says, yeah, I've been there for 2 years. They signed that form and then that's a part of the record. So wanted to discuss that further. Two last points, and this is something we briefly discussed last meeting, Williamson Act. Is it the wish of the board to allow for vacation rental use on Williamson Act lands? And if that's the case, staff would then update the guidelines and we would deal with that process after we're done with the vacation rental policy process. So there's consistency with both of those programs. And then lastly, enforcement process of vacation rentals. Is this something we, you know, we have our enforcement process defined in our zoning code, but is this something we would also want to defined within this ordinance, just so everything is, you know, in one section for the property owner and then also just members of the public. So that concludes my comments. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, any questions, or should we go down the items one by one?
Are we in the hearing process, though?
Oh, yeah. Got to forget about that. Any correspondence, Wayne?
No additional correspondence from the last few times.
No other reports from other agencies? No proponents, opponents. Public comment.
Showing none online.
Let's wait for them to show up. I'm surprised we don't have public comment on this. I think we would.
No, I haven't received any via phone or email lately.
I mean, obviously, it was a big issue for certain people.
Yeah, I just have members of the public asking if we have an updated ordinance.
Did you want to comment?
Mm-hmm.
Then fill out a form, come up and state your name. And
before I forget my thoughts,
you can do it.
Hi, Monette Allen. Just on your second to last point about vacation rentals and the Williamson Act, that would be fabulous.
Thank you. Let's see, no rentals. Public comments. We're not going to close the hearing, so let's have discussion on the board. So I would suggest that we just go down the list,
yeah.
And we can try to get some, because this will be continued, right?
Yes.
All right, start it off there, Haney. Which one do you want to write down the list?
Zoning districts. So what districts would we allow this use in? Staff right now is recommending for all of our residential, commercial, and our agricultural zoning districts. So that would prohibit our industrial zoning districts and open space would be the two that use wouldn't be allowed.
So where does the 2.5 acre come in if it's all residential?
Well, a lot of our rural residential districts have different sizing, but we are removing that requirement for McLeod and North County, and wouldn't be an issue. So South County, it would just be...
That's where I'm headed.
Right.
I mean, it says all, so...
So it would be with that, the 2.5 acre requirement in addition.
You think that's just the general? So I think you're talking about the specifics are within that.
Sure.
Wait. So residential is 2.5 acres in the south zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the others are... There's no...
Correct. Yeah, that was just a general statement.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I mean, okay.
Yeah, and I will want to, and that will be clear in the zoning.
So I don't know that you would say all, is I guess what
correct,
I'm saying.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the language in the zoning ordinance related to that. Correct.
So South County's 2.5 acres, McLeod, and North County do not have a limit.
Correct.
If we decide.
If
right.
Correct.
As it stands now.
Yeah.
Correct.
But as I understand, unless there's another layer, below 5 acres.
Well, just for clarification, we're talking about the zoning that it can be allowed in.
Yeah.
And then the 2.5 acre piece is specifically for South County right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anywhere else in the county, it could occur on any parcel that would feasibly allow it with septic and water. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. There are other factors that might override the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So we just rescinded a water ordinance that was specific to an area.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of pushback are we going to get on this if we adopted the way we're going, where we have we have different areas?
Sure.
I don't know if that's a question for you.
Yeah, I mean, my answer would be that this is common practice within planning to restrict planning type of activities and regions. This is done amongst many jurisdictions.
Understood.
You know, but I don't know if it's an apples and oranges situation. I don't know if that's a county council answer or.
And I have been working on this project, so are you looking at like an overlay zone for different requirements for different areas?
Correct.
Okay. So, and so yes, in my experience, that's a standard practice.
Mm-hmm. But yes, would have to think about
it. You get the judge to say you're going to do it a different way,
uh-huh.
It's going to be a different way. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
This isn't, in my mind, something that should come before a judge, but this is not controversial in the sense that
it's
legal, illegal,
false,
you know.
It's an ordinance.
Well, we have plenty of those. We don't go before a judge. But I see where
you're
going, right?
Somebody
yeah.
challenges it.
Yeah.
We're good
sure.
until they challenge it. So
mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
all.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're looking at
with that? Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Would we like to require snow storage requirements to be shown on site plans, particularly in the McLeod and South County region?
What do you mean by this?
Look, if I could, I would say no, because I think that just adds another layer to it. The people come, if it's heavy snow, they're not coming.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just like if there's smoke, they're not coming.
Mm-hmm.
People that live in the area, they know, you know, they're snow plowing in McLeod and Mount Shasta, and we do that.
Right, but if it's a vacation rental and it's unposted, you have people that could be here skiing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about tourism,
mm-hmm.
so skiers are going to come during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be mandatory upon the owner of the vacation rental to be sure that there's clearance for that road or sidewalk, whatever, entrance to the house. That
right.
should be a condition of the permit in snow areas.
Right, and so that was the intent of the snow storage requirement. So it.
But what do you mean? But I think it would be a requirement of the property owner to make sure that that's
mm-hmm.
maintained.
Right.
Storage tells me that, oh yeah, there's a snow blower in the garage, you guys get out on your own.
Yeah, it would be the requirement of the property owner.
And for me, I think it just adds another layer that we need, that we're going to have to administer, to
mm-hmm.
hear a complaint or whatever. When
sure.
we live in snow country, people, property owners would know that, hey, if I don't move the snow, they're not coming. If I was a flatlander of some sort, never seen snow, and I'm not going to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think there's built-in safety on that. And that's my purview. That's, again, I don't want to make this so complex.
Sure.
We have so many things that we're going to check. Nope, can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my fear.
Sure.
So, and I'll go along that line. If I were a traveler, I would be, this is me being conservative, I would think about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
If I knew where my rental was going to be, knowing I was going to the snow, I would probably question, what's your parking like? And am I going to be, is there a snowstorm coming? What's it going to be like? Am I going to be able to get in there?
Mm-hmm.
And probably question, do you have a way to get me, am I going to be able to get in and out of there? Am I prepared?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a conversation I would have with the property owner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think necessarily that it's our job to be policing the property owner's ability to clear snow on their own property.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a different story when we're talking about roads, because that affects the community
mm-hmm.
and public safety. But property ownership and their ability to clear snow, I don't think it's our purview to manage that. That's micromanaging. I don't think we need to do that.
Okay.
But public safety and roads, that's a different story.
Okay.
So, Ralph, any thoughts?
We don't have snow.
Just shut your eyes,
no,
right?
I agree with Nancy. That's not the county's role on private land. It's county road. That's there.
But it's a commercial business, and we have requirements and permits for everybody operating, even grinders for air resources. So
mm-hmm.
If you're doing this to regulate, and I'm just saying just make it conditioned. There'll be snow maintenance, period. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to monitor it. We're
okay.
not going to police it.
Okay.
But you got to have some standard of, if this is a commercial activity, of what you're going to have as an expectation from a visitor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you okay with that, George Irvin? To me, I think that's a given, if you will. Again, I think we're micromanaging at that point.
Okay. Sounds good. And then on the same topic, it sounds like the board probably potentially wouldn't want to like prohibit vacation rental usage in certain neighborhoods where there's okay.
I'm not there anyway.
Yeah. I'm just trying to throw everything out on the table
yeah.
so we don't have to deal with it, you know, in the future. Yeah. And so also related to that, you know, public and private roads, I'm assuming we would want to allow for vacation rentals on public or private roads regardless.
Not on private.
In South County or all?
I'm talking for me.
Okay.
The issue comes up frequently that unless you own the road solely,
mm-hmm.
But if you have multiple owners on a road to pay for the maintenance, you're not going to shift your maintenance requirement because of your commercial business on the people who don't have that.
Okay.
In the neighborhood. That's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying, especially in the North County, that you're going to allow it in all residential and no 2.5 acres. So how do you get around that? Just because it's a private road, you say you can't have it?
Well, if it's a county road, you can have it.
No, I know, but I mean, if most of them could, or some could be on a private road, then what?
Could be.
In Cameron Ridge?
Yeah.
I think my neighborhood.
Well, I understand. You know, I mean,
and I'm not just arguing my point.
I get it.
The only reason my neighborhood is not in the public road system is because the county has a moratorium on adding subdivisions.
Right.
So they created an HOA.
Right.
Where everybody
right.
collects a maintenance fee.
Right.
But there's no commercial activity allowed in HOA either.
Well, but then how would this? I'm just going.
Yeah.
Then how does this pertain? Because in the North County, when you look at the map, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Except now you're saying, except if you're on a private road. Just giving you the
I'm just saying
other
it's,
side.
It's a real issue.
Yeah, it's an issue because if you, let's just say we did it as is,
yeah.
You're going to get someone that's going to complain, this vacation rental at the end of the road
yeah.
has people going up and down, they're beating up the road, and I'm paying for the maintenance of that.
Right.
That's the issue on how I see it.
Yeah.
So how do you address something like that?
Didn't we
yeah.
already have that come up?
We did.
With the appeal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, and to add a little more to this, I know some of these HOAs, mine's included,
mm-hmm.
does not have a governing board, so there's no way to enforce anything.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody just kind of takes it on the cheek, you know, when somebody violates the rules. And the only way to collect is when somebody sells a property
okay.
in those particular HOAs. Now, the functioning ones like KRCE and KIR, they have a functioning board, and that's a lot different.
Well, kind of.
At least they have a board. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them only have maintenance fees, and that's it. And they only have a treasurer who disperses.
So Mount Shasta Forest is an HOA, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do they work?
Well, they would be allowed. I don't know where it would come under the 2.5 acre or not, but it would be allowed, from what I'm reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your suggestion?
I didn't necessarily have one. I just wanted the board to start thinking about this because there could be issues that arise from it. I think of it as snow, right? If the property owners aren't maintaining, and then there's, for example, an Airbnb, someone gets stuck. I'm thinking about those types of cases. So just wanted to bring it up in the event we wanted to have there be a requirement or not there be a requirement for this. I'm good with it either way.
Yeah.
Maybe from a legal perspective, too, I don't know, nothing mm-hmm. county imposed
right.
something onto a private citizen.
So, through the chair and to the Davis County Administrator, could we place an advisement that it's highly advised that there is snow storage and, so that the owners are being advised that this is something that they should be aware of as opposed to a requirement?
Mm-hmm.
Whether they take it or leave, that's going to be up to them and that's going to be their Yelp reviews.
We got stuck for 3 days.
Well, I think just looking back at the issue that already came to us, it's more than just snow storage.
It's also the maintenance of
the
road.
It's the maintenance of the road. It's parking on the road. It's dust in the summertime. There's so many more. It's ruts and all those things that come up on a private road when you're driving past other residences, especially when the rental is at the end of the street.
I was just referring to the snow.
So would the workaround would be that since this is a ministerial permit or whatever, that there's a complaint process? If you get enough complaints about a road, now there's a decision. Now you have, this is too many complaints, you're out.
No.
I think that's the workaround in how I see it.
And we can have that be a requirement. I've seen other agencies do that where, for example, if you get X amount of complaints in a year, you're out, and then you can't apply until the following calendar year or something like
that. You would know, and if you were to track that, you would know fairly significantly who the people that are trying to do the right thing, keep, you know, as compared to someone that's just being very flagrant, just trying to get people in, get the money, get out type of thing.
Okay.
So I think that would be how I would see it as a possible fix.
That is a good suggestion. Thank you.
So, okay, my day's done.
One of the things I think that we all need to keep in mind is, and help me out here, Haley and Rick, that for a vacation rental, they have to meet the requirements of Disability Act, too. I mean, hot tubs, they have to be inspected, just like a hotel pool.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the board may not have a full flavor of what requirements are really out there, because this is commercial activity.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to allow it, but the things that we may think are micromanaging, a lot of them have already been micromanaged by the state, so we just need to be mindful.
And I think that's where I go with the snow bit. And I think the fact that they're going to step up and go through a process,
mm-hmm.
you still go online, you're going to see a lot of people that aren't playing by the rules because
mm-hmm.
they don't want to go and play by the rules.
So I guess from council, the only question I would have is, can we impose something over top of an HOA that's recorded on somebody's deed as a term and condition?
I'll go for the county council who's working on the Deputy County Council Building Your Health.
The only thing I can think of, and I haven't thought about this issue, is that possibly an additional requirement that if your property is within an HOA, and the application, that somehow you also get the HOA approval. I don't know if that's very practical. That's the only way I can really think of doing it, though. But something indicating HOA approval.
So what about a community service district? If they have rules and regulations,
mm-hmm.
how they would do it? Wouldn't they trump us?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not sure. You mean the community service development is responsible for the roads?
Mm-hmm. Some are water and sewer and everything else that goes with it.
Yeah, some are just water only.
I'm just saying, what about them? They have their own governing board.
Right, right.
And I think sometimes you get multiple sign-offs, like you can get a sign-off from the county, but you might still have to get a sign-off from the Fish and Wildlife. And so sometimes when there's overlapping jurisdictions, then we just monitor and make sure that they go to the other entities.
Would it be beneficial to place language that says that as long as you're HOA or CS, any overarching entity allows vacation rentals? Because some HOAs, they do not allow it, period, end of story.
Right.
So, and they're pretty firm on that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would be just if it's,
I would love to find that in Siskiyou County, but that's something, you know what, I actually like the idea because then that puts them up to the task. That's their jurisdiction.
Sure.
Step up and make a decision here.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Next.
So, as mentioned, this is a ministerial permit, so there wouldn't be a public noticing requirement. So, just reiterating, that will be happening.
For me, it has to be publicly noticed. Because
so
those that are next door don't need to just find out one day that they woke up next to it.
Yes. So my suggestion would be that if there was an approval, we would send out, 300-foot buffer letters saying, "Hey, you have a newly approved vacation rental at this location."
Could we do that ahead of the curve?
We do it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could say it could be approved or denied, but this is the location.
State your name for the record.
Absolutely. Bill Carroll, Deputy County Council. When we publicly notice people during an application process, it's usually because, perhaps always because, they have a chance and a hearing or some means to input their opinions. When the process is ministerial, maybe they commented, maybe not, but the question is, the staff say this project meets criteria. So, public noticing can be done, but how effective it can be is the issue.
So I take it more as a data collection type thing that we start tracking this because I can envision that we will have to revisit this somehow, some way, somewhere down the line, or a law changes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do think we need to make people aware this is going to happen.
So I give an RPF example. So if I do a timber harvest,
mm-hmm.
I have to post it on the property.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be noticed for 30 days. I also have to notify the landowners adjacent. They can comment. And for consideration is the way that works. It's not that you're going to be able to appeal it or whatever. But sometimes they'll bring up things that you hadn't considered
mm-hmm.
that are no big deal, but you know, it's part of being neighborly.
Well, again, I think from a data standpoint, there was objections in the very beginning. This person who became a ministerial became a problem ministerial permit.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get rescinded.
Okay.
Because I agree with Council Carroll here, that, you know, I mean, saying on a notice, there's no mechanism to enforce something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just use the example of South County for Shasta Holiday subdivision, where a lot of this derived from. The neighborhood, you know, ended up with, what, 5 or 6 vacation rentals before they knew it. And mm-hmm. there has to be a venue for those homeowners that can, you know, object if they want. And that was kind of the idea of going to the 2.5 acre minimum, because
sure.
it spread it out to where it wasn't going to be as intrusive. But in those small subdivisions, that's where we were having the problem. Somehow, John Q. Citizen that's waking up right next door to it has got to have a venue to be able to comment